Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey everybody, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And yeah, we're getting ready to move into a whole new phase of getting back out there. So be well, everybody. Thank you for doing that. Got a great show for you today. I want to introduce you, you know, to two people, game changers. You know, we've talked a lot about what's going on in the news, the headlines. And, you know, we also need to talk about the people that are coming forward and what they're doing to help others. And that's who I want to introduce you to today. One of the things I discovered along the way to being me and opening up a business, doing something I had not done before, and also being a woman out here doing it, unless that you have a mentor that could point you into the right direction, you don't even know what you don't know about running your own business. Whether you start out as a sole proprietor and you decide, well, I'm going to move to a partnership or I'm going to move to a S corporation like we are, unless you have someone or an organization to help you, you're really hit and miss. Today, my two very special guests and people that have a powerful message, the featured series they're doing with us, so you're going to hear a lot more about them. High Heeled Go Givers with Sandra Gilson and Cheryl Lewis. Now, who are these women? Well, they're like me. They're like you. They've got a purpose. They have a passion, but they also are folks that understand the landscape of what it's like to be out there in the world. You know, and in Sandra's case, spending over 30 years in the full spectrum of lending. Lending, what does that mean? Thousands of people to become homeowners. So when you're in the financial business, so to speak, unless you're hooked on the Showtime series Billions, then you're not really understanding what the financial landscape is of business. And if you're like you and you're like me, lending is just one word. But for her, that wasn't enough. Because as somebody that's out in that world, what she gets firsthand, also many years as a single mom, what she gets firsthand is what it's like to be out there and to try to support yourself as a woman and a business owner. And, you know, having multiple business, one of them is taking care of the home, taking care of your children. But what is that like? And that is what the calling has led her to bring forward, excuse me, high-heeled go-givers. So, you know, you go from situation or problem, then you go from that to an idea, then you go from an idea to a passion, then you go from a passion to a program, then you go from a program to action, and then you go from action to telling the world about it. That's where we are today. Someone that understands how to take a powerful stand for women to build successful businesses. That's what you're going to hear about today. And how do you do that? How do you get support for that? Well, they're going to tell you how. And then along with her is someone too, like that understands what it's like to be out or see the mechanisms of banking and real estate and appraisals and looking at all of that, but also having a very compelling personal story. You know, somebody that understands the difficulties of childhood, you know, what it's like to raise three daughters. Boy, I know I had a couple of sisters hanging out there, but also strong advocate for women in the LGBT community and beyond that. So now you have Cheryl Lewis, Cheryl, Sandra, Cheryl. And now these two women come together and you take the initiative started by Sandra, and now you bring the expertise, the passion, and the purpose, and the partnership of Cheryl, and you have something we're calling, they're calling, an action, an organization of women helping women in a multitude of ways called High Heel Go Givers. This is a community of go-getters for the greater good. Great to have you here, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Look, I'm coming off of a day where, how do I put this? Where we have as an organization a lot of great initiatives going on, and we're going through a whole myriad of things, growing the network, more syndication, and every day we run into hiccups. But the thing that almost got me off my game is entering this world we are in now, filling out paperwork for things that should be as easy as breathing to get support so we can keep our staff going, keep things going, then filling out other forms and then just trying to understand the language. And I gotta tell you, I got a lot of resources here. I mean, Sandra, and I woke up this morning and I just had to call Linda and I said, can I have a sanity check from you? Can you please read this 25-page document with me that I have to sign at four places, and it's probably everything, including giving away my firstborn. And I have to say, your organization is to help us not have to go through that. So what got you fired up, Sandra, to say, I have got to take a stand for this and do something? I don't think I'm alone with that little story about the paperwork, by the way.
You're definitely not. It's just becoming more challenging all the time with all the bureaucracy and different things and people have to do to get a helping hand during these times, definitely. But my story kind of starts years ago, and it's really, you know, culminated over much of my life. Things that I've personally experienced as well as things that I witnessed during 15 years that I was involved with various nonprofits. I saw women going through many challenging situations, many times brought on from divorce, causing them to suffer deep financial insecurity and oftentimes career crisis, and many times leading to homelessness as well and other serious struggles. You know, we all know that statistics around divorce, that marriages rather, that 50% of them wind up in divorce. And we've probably all heard a common myth that after the dust settles, that women somehow make out better than men, but it's actually quite the opposite. It's typically women who will see a 20% decline in their income after divorce, while men will typically see their incomes rise by 30%. So all of this leads to a poverty rate that shoots up by 27% for women, a rate that's three times higher than that of men. And sadly, these are some of the things that are adding to creating an even deeper financial inequality between the sexes. So now there's some good news, because current trends show that last year in 2019, there were actually 1,821 net new businesses started by women in the U.S. every single day. Unfortunately, the bad news that went along with that is that of those new women startups, only a mere 7% of all the venture capital funds were made available to them.
Right.
So, and on top of all of that, when business cost financing was applied for and approved, on average, women received $5,000 less in a loan than their male counterparts. So right out of the gate, you can see that women are at a financial disadvantage because of inadequate funding for their businesses. And this all comes at a cost, because it's really not uncommon that women would resort to personal use of their credit cards, I guess, to fund their startups and ongoing business expenses, which can lead to a myriad of problems in addition to that, like a high debt to income, lower credit scores, and various other things. So basically, it was my experience, personal, and seeing what I saw over the years that really was the inspiration and the reason behind my wanting to start High Heel Go Givers, that I was looking for a way to combine the two things that I personally am most passionate about, which was my desire then and still is to see women succeed in business. And so the High Heel Go Givers community was created exclusively for women to help empower them and support them with resources to help them build successful businesses, as well as equally as important to me is my belief in the law of reciprocity and the power of collective giving. And that's why the nonprofit part was created.
Well, part of this too is that, when we're thinking about the situations you just described, it sounds like a bullet point list of things, but the cumulative effect from what you said, and I'm one of those people, you can't get financing unless you've had financing. And if you're just stepping out, you don't have financing. And it's interesting because we're seeing this play out now in the world. We're seeing this basically playing out as it's been all over the headlines, right? Who's been able to get the funding? It's been all over the headlines, right? But somebody paid attention over there, the lawmakers. Somebody, little light bulb must have went on for them and said, oh, wait a minute, something's going wrong. And things are starting to shift. But you nailed it when you started to talk about the lengths that women will go through to launch something that they're passionate about. And yes, credit cards, if they're available, are the perfect way to do that for women that don't have alternatives. Because one of the things I know, and I want to talk, Cheryl, I want to talk to you about this. One of the things I know about the women that I work with, and certainly the women that you work with, when we make our minds up that we've got a passion and an idea, we will go to any lengths to get it to happen. And what we haven't talked about, and Cheryl, I want you to talk about this, is what we haven't talked about is how resilient women in business are because of all the doors that have been shut, right? I mean, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, no, you can't get that, no, you can't, no, you don't qualify it, every rejection letter that you ever get from somebody because of the cycle you just explained. You're running a business, you're reinvesting in your business, and that creates a cycle which tells lenders, oopsie, wait a minute, why do you have all this debt? Haven't missed a payment, mind you. Never. Excellent paying the payment. But wait a minute, why are you taking the approach? Cheryl, I want to ask you about this, because if I watch one more webinar or one more television show with financial somebody telling you how to do this and don't touch your saving and don't do that, oh my gosh, are we even living in the real world here?
Right, exactly. Well, and so about me, I'll give you a little bit of why I'm passionate, and you're absolutely right. It's tough to be a woman, and it's tough right now with everything that's going on. So what inspired me to join the mission of High Heel Go Givers is the fact, that I am a mom of three daughters. And I do worry about the state of affairs for women today. My girls are all grown. But, it's challenging for them. And one of the greatest challenges that I see that are confronting women in America today is a campaign to take women's rights backwards. So, there's also a perception in the workforce that women are less qualified and that they're less competent than men, regardless of their experience, regardless of their education or their abilities. Another challenge that I see out there is women supporting women. And, that's what High Heel Go Givers is all about. I know that there's a lot of women that do support one another, but we have to do better. We must do better. And I believe that now more than ever, we need to come together as women and we need to support one another in business and on all women's issues.
So, you know, I love that we're talking about this now, ladies. I love this because I had a flashback. I was talking to Linda over the weekend about you both coming on, and we were going like, remember the time, like that, remember the time. And I was like, Linda, remember the time that we were like in payroll and you were working for Don Zukowski and you were up for that promotion. And so he interviewed you and he interviewed the guy and you didn't get the job. Do you remember what he told you? Because this is, now we don't do this quite like this. We're not that bold. We're learning to be a little bit less like this. But he literally sat Linda down and he said, yeah, I can't give you this. I got to give it to X because he's got a family and you don't.
Wow.
And fast forward to where we are today, the landscape has changed. You know, women play multiple roles. They do multiple things and they're doing incredible work in industry. I did an interview the other day that IBM put forward on women that are winning awards for their contribution in AI. Think about what I just said. Women and AI. But here's where we are with this. And, you know, Cheryl, from your perspective, you know, we're looking at the number of women owning business. And I think, Sandra, you pointed it out. Women owning business, money over here. Somebody is going to take a look at what just happened with the money. I don't know who's going to do it, but somebody's going to do it. And what are we going to find? Are we going to find the same ratio from your perspective, Sandra? Are we still in this place where if we don't help each other, man, I'm afraid to see what's going to happen after all is said and done and the dust settles here. I hope that people understand the importance of what you've created. But what's your bottom line to this, Sandra?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. You know, from what I've seen in from people that I know who are small business owners, there's plenty of women out there who just couldn't get their paperwork filed or didn't know how to get it filed, didn't get in on the first round for the funding. Yep. So now there's a second round I know that's coming up. So I'm hopeful that there's going to be more money that goes to the right places and more of the women businesses will get some. But I agree with both of you that, you know, this is a huge challenge we have right now to address. And I really feel it's one of the greatest challenges we have is supporting women businesses. So moving forward.
I did a whole show this because what I discovered, and let's just separate the small business loans that are coming for economic disaster. Those are over here, but there are PPP loans. And those are the loans that you get to keep your people employed, right? You can keep it. It's great we're able to keep our doors open, but if you don't have anybody to work here, then there you go. But I'm one of those people. I missed the first round because two of the forms didn't fit my style business. So I didn't fill them out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I called my accountant and send him a text message and my accountant just says back to me, just fill them out. So what he was saying is, if it doesn't apply to you, you pop open the form or you go online and find the form and you put a bunch of zeros in there, 000 or non-applicable. Even on a form that you don't even know anything about, you've never filed for, and you upload it.
Yeah. Just to get the progress started or the process started.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But see, if we don't have a place to go to, like go to your organization, then most of us just get so discouraged, right? Tell me a little bit about the essence of what you've created. Cheryl, let me ask you about this. You know, let's talk about, you know, what the essence is for you. And then Sandra, for you, I want to talk about how helping women and charities through high-heeled go-givers is a concept that you're expanding upon. But Cheryl, let's hit you up for a minute first. And then Sandra, I want to go back to you about what you're doing. And please give out the website if you don't mind, Cheryl. But what is the essence from your heart about this?
Well, I mean, the essence from my heart, I guess I'd have to take you back to a little bit about my background, if that's okay. because that's really what motivates me. I did not have a good male role model when I was growing up, and I did not have a really good clear direction on how I was going to maneuver through my own life choices. And that really negatively impacted parts of my own journey. You know, I had to figure things out on my own, especially when it came to my career, my finances, and my relationships. And in the early stages of my career back in my 20s, I was in the banking industry, and what I witnessed most was that a lot of the high-paying jobs were going to the men. And at the time, I didn't realize that I deserved better, and I was never told that, and I lacked the confidence to really know the difference. It took me years before I was at a place where I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, like I said, I'm the mom of three daughters. I wanted to raise them to have the knowledge and the opportunities that I didn't have. I wanted them to be strong and confident women. I wanted them to have the opportunities, you know, to go out there, to be the go-getter, to go for what they believe in, and, you know, give them the confidence, like I said. And actually, two of them, like you had mentioned, you know, are being impacted right now because they are women business owners. And they are out of work right now. And so they've been trying to maneuver through all of the things that you just talked about. It's not easy. And, you know, they're having a hard time. And there's no one to really help them. You know, and so High Heel Go Givers, you know, we want to support women in any way that we can. Going back to, you know, them as girls, there's a lot of outside influences in this world. There was then, there is now. And it's, you know, it comes from both men and women. And one thing that I would tell them when they were growing up is, and we still do this today, is that we're Wonder Women. You know, we got this. We need to put our armbands on, and we need to deflect the negative comments or the negative energy back to where it came from. All women need to tell ourselves that we're Wonder Women, and we can do this, and we need to tell it to each other. So, you know, a High Heel Go Givers to me is means so much. I mean, there's so many different levels. It's like an onion, you know, you got to peel it back, and every layer is something great and something awesome. And we cannot, you know, completely give you the full depth of how awesome it is. But when I met Sandra, we were working in similar industries, and Sandra has a very caring energy, and she's super sweet, and I recognize that. I love her positive energy, and you know, those are the kind of people I want to be around. And she shared her mission with me and her vision for High Heel Go Givers, and it really struck at my heartstrings, especially, you know, because I've always supported women. I support the LGBT community, and I'm a very strong advocate for women. And so I was inspired by Sandra's passion and her concern about women's issues. And I was impressed with her work that she was doing with charities, and also her commitment to help women in business, which, you know, we need to do that more than ever, now more than ever. And Sandra and I both agree that women need to uplift and support one another. We need to have more opportunities to be able to collaborate. We need to be networking together. And we just need to really inspire one another. Women are so powerful, you know, and so we just need to lock arms and take a stand for what we believe in. And that's what I love about High Heel Go Givers. It's a community of women that are doing just that.
Well, I want to take a short break, and when we come back, what I want to do is, Sandra, I want to go through exactly what High Heel Go Givers is all about. But before we go to break, what's the best website? What's the best way for people to find out more about it? And then when we come back, we're going to break it down to exactly what you all are doing.
Awesome.
Sounds great.
Website then is highheelgogivers.org, and they can find us on Facebook as well.
Awesome. When we come back, we're going to talk about, what does this actually mean? What happens when women come together to help other women? What do they consider? What are the nuggets they put in place? What are the resources that they create? And how are these resources, how are these nuggets very different than perhaps maybe what a male business owner might put together? What do they zoom in and on hit upon? And more importantly, how are they encouraging women to help businesses of women, to help charities that are out there? How is this all coming together? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have, I think I'm live, right, B? Thank you, Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm live. I can feel myself live today. Can you feel me, Benny?
I feel you every day, Pat. I feel you every day. 7 days a week, 24/7.
So this, Benny and I have been together 17 years, right? Going on 17, 16, 17, I don't know, something like that. And, you know, it's interesting because he's heard us talk about women in business a lot. And I often think sometimes, what does Benny think? Because here he is in service of so many women on the network doing it, right? I mean, so it's almost like I want to apologize sometimes to him, sometimes for my excitement. But I also know Benny well enough to know that he totally gets it. You know, he's not the kind of producer that you have for 16 years and you work with 16 years that doesn't get this. You know, he sees us all paying for airtime and doing the best we can to do that and trying to build our brand. And he's right in there with us producing commercials, right? And I often think about, what if we could have these relationships in business? But then I think about what we're going to talk about now. Women must help women. I almost went out of my mind a couple of years ago with women not supporting women. I almost could not believe what I was hearing. And we have got to step up in this arena now. Now, here's what I want to get to on this. Sandra, I would like for you to walk us through exactly what you do. How does it work? What do you give? Who do you give it to? And then Cheryl, I want you to drop us down and tell us more specifically about what you provide. But how do you define your organization, Sandra? How do you define it? Like when people say, what kind of go-giving are we doing here?
Well, first, let's talk about at the heart what we're doing, because we really feel that it is a combination of three things that are at the nuts and bolts and really at the heart of High Heel Go Giver's mission. And it's really the key that what sets us apart from the rest. So High Heel Go Givers actually provides valuable business training tools and tips to women in business. We promote and support women's businesses, and Cheryl will talk about this. And all at the same time, we are working to raise funds for our featured charities.
So let me just make sure I understand, because I don't want to blow by this so quickly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
My interpretation of the three things, and then Cheryl, I'm going to let you have at it here in a minute.
Okay.
One, provide business training tools and tips. Oh my God. Business training to, we should do like a whole separate webinar on just helping people fill out forms and different things. Cause you and I were kind of joking about it as we apply for a nonprofit 501(c) status. Right. OMG. I gave up. I'm hiring somebody. I couldn't do it. I think if I couldn't, I know how to talk to you about my business, but it takes another person to work with you to really flush out that passion, right? So you provide, number one, business training tools and tips. Then you go beyond that because you're on this show and you're doing this promotion with us to promote and support women's business. And then there's another piece to this that I think sets you apart. This is the piece that I rarely see getting done. And that is you help charities, certain featured charities that you see that you can help. Now you're helping them raise funds, which is going to pay this whole process forward. Did I get that right?
You're absolutely right. And that's really the thing that I'm most passionate about is the raising fund, well, all of it really, but it, like you said, tying it together with the charitable piece is just, you know, the icing on the cake to me.
Yeah. And I want to make sure everybody knows I'm speaking with these amazing women, Sandra and Cheryl, highheelgogivers.org, highheelgogivers.org. Okay. Cheryl, take a stand in the weeds.
All right.
Give me a sense of what kind of support and what do you do at a detail level? Because you heard me like complaining a little bit about the forms,
right?
But that's a real thing.
That is. It's there's a lot of red tape that you have to get through. And we're super excited about this because, you know, again, we're all about helping women. And the type of training tips and tools that we are working on, currently, we are developing a comprehensive package that is being put together. We're putting it together with industry professionals on a variety of different things, but currently we're working on one that will help women market on all platforms of social media, and that includes Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and then chatbots, which people might be saying, what's a chatbot? Well, Sandra and I have spent many hours learning about these skills, and we've done a lot of research. And so we know how valuable marketing and using all of these tools are in today's fast-paced world. So that's you know, one of the things that we're working on. It's again, you know, we're always evolving, and we are going to be, like I said, bringing in different types of professionals that we'll be able to share on our platform on different types of things that will help women in business. We want to promote women, and we do this by spotlighting the women and their business on a daily basis. We also do this through social media posts, and along with that, we do a taped interview with the owner, which will highlight their business. And then we feel that by spotlighting and promoting them, we're helping them generate more visibility for their business. And as part of the spotlight, they can share any special offers they might have. they can share a link to their website and they can provide their contact information. And then we're also putting together a monthly newsletter that's going to go out to all of the members. That's going to go out via email or messenger and any other platform that, you know, we decide that we're going to use. And that's going to have different updates. It's going to talk about the spotlighted women business owners. We're going to have updates about our featured charities. And we're also going to talk about events that we have scheduled. And there's just going to be so much information. And we're super excited because, you know, we just, like I said, we have a lot going on. And as we develop these things, we're going to be sharing more. But, you know, really, it's just about providing that information and getting it out to women who, you know, maybe they don't know what, how to get what they need, or, you know, what, who they need to call, or just the tools and tips to maybe help make somebody's, you know, life a little bit easier maneuvering through life and things in their own business.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things you talked about that are super important too. And one of the things I've been acutely aware of since starting to work with you is that I see myself very differently than the world sees me. And recently I've had a couple of challenges by people that are talking to me and saying, it's great you're doing all this cool stuff and helping women get their voice out there, but dude, you are not out there. I mean, nobody knows you are the CEO of a conscious business. Nobody knows that, Pat. And you know, a light bulb, it didn't go on for me about that. And so I've had a number of our hosts really ask me about that. Like, when am I going to step out? And so it's a brand new idea that falls in line with what you're talking about, but in a different way. It's not step out because I have nothing better to do and just step out. It's like step out to make sure women know that almost anything is achievable. And to talk about the ups, the downs, the goods, the bad, but more importantly, the possibilities, right? And so when I think about this and I think about all of it, Sandra, I want to talk to you about this idea of high heel go-givers helping charities, because that's not just helping a business owner. That's like, okay, there's a group of charities out here and we're going to do something to help them. Can you tell me how you're involved with that now?
Absolutely. So, well, you know, the women-owned businesses that we collaborate with all have one thing in common. We all share the fact that we have giving hearts, and we actually believe in the power of giving and that it shouldn't be ignored by businesses. In fact, we believe that our businesses are 100% more successful because of it. So that's the reason why we attract the women whose goals and needs are perfectly aligned with our organization's mission. We at High Heel Go Givers, we have a unique fundraising program with two key components. First of all is to educate women on the power of collective giving. You see, many women don't know this, and it's true that women can have a very immensely powerful voice when it's focused collectively and can have a major impact to affect change in and throughout society. One way this can be accomplished is by harnessing the power of something that we already do. So we, in our program through High Heel Go Givers, we teach women all about this, and we work with nonprofits that support women's issues, social justice issues, and protection of the environment. So these are all things that we're working for.
So when I think about this, there are different layers that are involved when we define women and women-owned businesses. And one of them that we're talking about right now is that, and we don't think about this that often, but, you know, this is a movement, right? When we come back from break, I want to talk with you about this movement that goes beyond the logistical things we just talked about. But the movement that brings 1 million women together. I want to talk about that. And I want to also talk about, for those people out there, what they can do to support you all. But by supporting you, you're going to be supporting a group of women and girls from every corner of the planet. And we're going to talk about that. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Very special show today, and you're going to be hearing more from these amazing women, you know, joining me here today, both Sandra Gilson and Cheryl Lewis. And we've been talking about their passion, which happens to be an organization that helps women, high-heeled go-givers. Now, Sandra, before we talk a little bit about how you all are also helping other women charities, how do people find out more about you? How can they support you? What's the call to action today?
Well, we would love your listeners to come to our Facebook page to learn more about us. Go to our website at highheelgogivers.org to learn more about us. And there they will find a way to contact us with questions. Join one of our, we have weekly meetings that now we're doing through Zoom. Before we did them in person, but of course we're able to reach more people through Zoom, and we can stay in our quarantine mode at this time. But that's the best way to reach us now.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. You know, we always talk about here, we talk about the ripple effect of things, but we also talk about the progression of things. So one of the things I love about the network and the people that are on the network, both men and women, They are highly supportive of each other. And it's very different because I have been told, not my experience, that this is a very competitive industry, that people that do talk radio don't necessarily jump out and support other hosts. But here, that's very different. You know, in a nanosecond, you could see a Colette Marie Stephan invite a Julie Steelman on her show like she did last week. So there's that level going on. But you all have even taken it to the next level. And that is, you are a charity. And now what we're going to talk about, Sandra, is how you as a charity are helping other charities. Tell us about what you got going on there.
Okay. Well, over the years, I've been a part of a lot of different organizations, charitable organizations. And I feel like I kind of wanted to bring the best together of everything that I had been a part of before. So we've started progressing through various charities that we've been helping so far. But I think we've really lucked out now because we have found an organization that our mission is so closely aligned with theirs on many different levels. And that is the 1 Million Women, who is a movement based out of Australia. As you mentioned in the last segment, they are a growing group of women and girls from every corner of the planet, and they're building a lifestyle revolution to help fight the climate crisis. So like ours, their mission is to create heartfelt change by educating on ways to make bite-sized lifestyle changes that everyone can do, such as eliminating the toxins from your home, consuming less meat, reducing household energy, those sorts of things, just to name a few. So we're aligning with them, with our group. And Cheryl is going to explain a little bit about more about that for you. But this is what we share in our Facebook group and in our website on how exactly we do that.
Okay, good. Cheryl, go ahead. Why don't you fill in the blanks for us?
Okay, well, Dr. Pat, here at High Heel Go Givers, we're super passionate about 1 Million Women's cause. And it really does align perfectly with our mission to help families reduce their carbon footprints and then also create a safer, cleaner planet for future generations. It's something that I really worry about because my daughter just had my first grandbaby, and what kind of a future is he gonna have if we don't do something about this? So one of our goals at High Heel Go Givers is to help bring more awareness to 1 million women and their cause, and also to help support them through our unique fundraising program. And again, if you know people want to join us on our Facebook group or go to our website, they will learn more about this featured charity.
So how people that are listening are probably thinking, how do I get to work with you both? I mean, what is the best way for people to contact you directly?
So Dr. Pat, we would like to invite all of your listeners to check out our website again at highheelgogivers.org. They can join us on Facebook. You know, they can go ahead and message us and one of us will get back to them. They can find us on Instagram. They can register for one of our weekly events, which will, you know, they can register through social media or the website, I believe. And so one of us is available and we will get back to them right away. We're super excited to have as many women as we can join this movement. And really, again, it all comes back to women taking a stand for women and women being there to support and encourage one another. And we also want to promote clean and green living. And one last thing that I'll leave you with is that for a limited time, we are offering to all new listeners that join us in our fundraising program, they will receive a free copy of the book titled Every Woman's Guide to Saving the Planet. And that is by Natalie Isaacs, and she's the founder of 1 Million Women.
Now, is there some way for them to find out about 1millionwomen.org? What is the best way for people to find out about that? Or is that sort of in the beginning processes?
They're going to be able to find out that through our Facebook page, probably today, as a matter of fact. Now that this is airing, we're going to be doing a post with that, with links and a video and different things about the organization.
I love it. You know, we're going to be doing additional shows. So you all are going to be coming back. We're going to talk about this in more detail. You know, because we're talking about high-heeled go-givers. This is like a growing community of highly dedicated women business owners. Then this is about all of us coming together in the spirit of collaboration. But I love this last part of your mission. And it says to build wildly successful businesses. And people will be able to read on your Facebook page. They'll be able to read about, you know, what you're dedicated to do. And some of the language you're using is so perfect for the day and age we live in. Things like taking a powerful stand. So I want to thank both of you for today and ask you one last question each, starting with you, Sandra. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Really that our mission is, that this mission is so dear to my heart, that I really have a deep desire to want to help women succeed and become abundant financially. And I feel like collectively we can do this together. And that's why we offer this group. We want people to come and join us and to be a part of our mission.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheryl, how about you?
For me, it's, you know, it really comes down to just wanting to help women unite, to be stronger, to be more confident, and know that they can go after what they really desire. They don't need to be afraid. We're a community of women just like they are. We all have different types of backgrounds, and we are all here to support one another and to promote each other and lift each other up.
Yeah, and I really can't say a lot about, you know, enough about what you're doing, but I will leave everybody with this, and it comes off of your Facebook page. Give a little, change a lot. Give a little, change a lot. See, that's how we'll get it done, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to thank you both, and let you know, you will be back. So we're going to be keeping everybody informed about where we are, what we're doing, and how this is evolving, because we get to evolve with you on this. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you out there, again, you know, check it out. High Heeled, that's with ED on the end, Go Givers. Facebook, High Heeled Go Givers. Go ahead and check that out. Go to the website, highheeledgogivers.org. And from all of you, from all of us to all of you, this is a time where we are strengthening our resilience. You know, we are standing powerfully in the conviction to build this network, to grow this network, and to not go silently in the night. And we've gotten so many fantastic ideas, you know, everything about what kind of network to launch. Mike Murphy coming back and doing his show, Wake Up with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. See, people are not going silently in the night. And we want to know, let all of you know, we're not either. And we love our partners. We love our partner here at KKNW. We love all our affiliate networks. And I can't say enough about the support that I am getting right now from KKNW and all the people there in the team.